Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Con, Ed Norris here. Rob Long is off this week. I'm off next week. Feel like I'm off this week. I mean, just up top, upstairs, I'm off. Everything's out of whack.
Rob's off, you feel like you're on vacation, is that what you're saying?
No, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, my brain is scrambled. Have you heard me reading that damn live read?
Yeah.
And I'm going, what are you doing, Jeremy? I'm talking to myself.
That's what happens
during
when you go on vacation. You kind of, you know, you're going on vacation,
and I think you get in vacation mode early. Yeah. I just think I'm off because of the sleep schedule. And I told you, I felt ill this morning, which
you're illin?
Illin, yeah. So anyway, let's get to this because you had a lot with talk about it. And I know Joe has something to add to this too, but the league's going to vote today, tomorrow on Tush Push. What is it? Players playing in the Olympics, NFL players, and then also reseeding in the playoffs. Now, Joe, you said Adam Schefter reported he thinks the Olympic thing's going
to
pass.
Yes. According to sources, a vote to allow NFL players to participate in flag football for the first time during the 28 Olympics is expected to pass at today's league meeting. One source said about today's vote, quote, Olympics should be easy. Tomorrow, there will be a vote on the Tush Push and playoff reseeding.
I think the reseeding thing makes so much sense. And as I said,
do you know how they want to reseed it though? Exactly,
strictly by record. Division divisions don't matter. Division titles don't matter.
And I don't like that.
I love it.
I don't.
It's because it's.
What if you play in a crappy division and you just, you know, you eat them all, you feast on your division.
You're it's supposed to get around that.
You're in the AFCs. Well, how?
Because then
it goes by record and you're in the AFCs and
so you wouldn't get a home game. You don't get a home game.
What do you mean? Okay. Oh, if you're not a division winner.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So, like, to me, this should have happened years ago because you know, once they added the team, you have two different incidents. You have. And I hate saying something for the Patriots. The year that Matt Castle, who stunk to high heaven, followed Tom Brady after his injury and went 11-5, the Patriots didn't even make the playoffs. The 8-8 Chargers got in. Now, if you win your division, you still get in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You could still get in the playoffs if you win your division. You won't get a home game.
You won't get a home game.
See, if when the Seahawks were 7-9 and won a division and hosted the Saints.
No, but this time they'd be going to the Saints.
Okay.
When the Colts went to the 8-8 Chargers, the Chargers would have been going to the Colts. And I think this is right. We're not saying that your division doesn't matter because some of that stuff is cyclical. Like where you talk, like for a while they were going, NFC West is the worst division in football. And then there was a point where we're going, well, damn, the Rams, the 49ers, the Seahawks are all good. And Arizona's been adding. When are they going to get there? Maybe never. But then all of a sudden you see it turn and you're going, God, the NFC North really sucks. Nobody has a quarterback. And then you go, wait a minute, NFC North now, 4 years later, 5 years
later.
That's
division of football.
I mean, that was outside of Aaron Rodgers, of course. But you're looking at the way that those divisions set up. And so I like the idea that if you finish second in a really strong division, that you could end up hosting a team that won, that was first place in a really bad division. So I just think it makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. I like that. Yeah.
What about the Tush Push? How do you feel?
What about outlawing it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, stop it.
See, I want it outlawed because
why? And you know what's funny? That was never allowed.
Yeah, because it's a huge edge. Runner.
I know.
To be able to push a runner in the back and push, like, if you look at why it works so well with Philadelphia, and especially when they added
that offensive line.
Saquon Barkley. You have one of the biggest offensive lines. Huge. Jason Kelce was the best at getting it started and pushing forward. Mm-hmm. Then you have a quarterback that squats, what, 800 pounds? 600. Yeah. So, and then you have a running back that squats 800 right after, and he's the one pushing him in from behind. And it's like, I don't know how four guys on the front and guys behind them are supposed to stop it without, like the guy Luvu for the Washington. He's the guy that jumped over the line 17 times in a row down at the goal line trying to tackle the quarterback. And I think that, you know, in seeing that, you talk about the players on the defensive side saying somebody's going to get hurt at the bottom of this pile. It's like you're talking about chop blocking, cut blocking, the different things that could go on in that period of time. We all know weird things happen at the bottom of the pile, too. What's going, who's reaching, who's grabbing, who's pulling. But, like, if the players are complaining about it on the defensive side that it's not safe, then I think it is something you should look at. Like, nobody's saying you can't quarterback sneak. We're just saying the running back can't push you.
Why is it they're the only team that does it flawlessly? Because other teams try it, and it works sometimes. Not like them. That's an automatic.
I think it's worked quite a bit for the Ravens using Mark Andrews.
I'm saying for some teams. There's other teams that do it. But the Ravens if there was another team that was going to make sense that could do it, it'd be the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You've got Derrick Henry. You've got a big offensive line, other than your center. I mean, so it's like, you know, and they're well coached. I mean, they get it.
It's weird.
You take your quarterback out, and you have a tight end doing it.
Is it an exciting play to you?
Exciting? No.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I think it's just a necessary, you know.
Well, you get what I'm saying. So, again, the NFL wanting to get rid of it, or at least people that wanted to get taken out and not be able to use it. It's not that you can't quarterback sneak. You just can't have somebody push someone in the back and drive them in, i.e. this was illegal. Remember when Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart did it against Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
And it was illegal then, and everybody was talking about it. Like, you're not supposed to be able to do it, but nobody threw a flag, and they won the game. Now, with this, the reason I'm asking is it an exciting play? Because this happens on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1. Fourth down should be exciting plays if you're going for it.
Yeah.
But is it, I mean, with the Eagles, you always feel like they're going to get it. We've seen them do it on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 if they don't get it. It's like, hey, we hit this thing at about 85% of the time. If you stop us on the first one, I'm pretty sure you're not stopping us on the second one.
It kind of sucks because if you add up the fact, do the little math here, of like, you have the one team that does the tush-push or whatever you want to call it, successfully all the time is also the team that won the Super Bowl, pretty big margin. It's like, mm-hmm. because they can do this, because you can't stop a drive with that team.
Yeah.
So that does become a problem.
Well, it becomes a huge advantage to do it, because now you're telling yourself, we need 3 downs to get whatever. Like, mm-hmm. we can use all 3 of our downs to get close. We don't have to get 10 anymore. We can get down, we can get 8. And feel comfortable about going for it on 4th down.
Well, more than that, we have 4 downs to get 10 yards.
Well, that's the other, and that's kind of what I'm saying.
We don't have to bump. We have 4 downs to do this.
You just have to get close to that line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And they're going to go for it, and they're more than likely going to get it. Look, the quarterback sneak thing is fine. If you don't want somebody pushing someone in the back, if you're worried about guys getting hurt at the bottom of the pile, I mean, that's part of this. What about the guys playing in the Olympics? Do you care about that at all, Ed?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah. If you guys want to go play. The first time somebody gets hurt, you're going to hate that your player went to the Olympics to play.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.